Psalm 103, beginning at verse 8. The psalmist said, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them." The psalmist is here. The Lord is merciful, he's slow to anger, and he's gracious. And then he goes on again and he says he's abounding in mercy. Thank God that he is abounding in mercy. And then he goes on down and he's talking about as high as the heavens are above the earth, his ways are higher than ours. As far as the east is from the west, as far as he's removed his, our sins from us. And then he says, as a father pities his children, that's how he pities us. Gives us some things to draw parallels with and comparisons. And I was reading the scriptures a week, and the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father." Now, back under the Old Covenant, God was never ever referred to as our Father. He was referred to as the Father of Israel and things like that, but he's never referred to in a personal manner, like our Father or my Father. And Jesus called him my Father. He called him our Father. And if you just look at these two words for a minute, our Father. The word our means that there's a whole lot more in this family than just me and just you. You know, and sometimes is to think, you know, and we joke about this sometimes. Sometimes we think it's all about me or it's all about you or whatever. But no, it's all about the family. The Bible talks about the family in heaven and on earth. The whole family of heaven and earth, the Bible says, is called after him. Now, so we're talking about our Father. And when we look at, the word our, it helps us to understand that we're not in this alone. We're not, you know, we gather here this morning. We had, you know, a number of people here with us this morning. We come together to worship him on Sundays and things like this. But we need to understand that this is not just a something that we're doing as a mechanical thing. We're coming to worship our Father. We're all part of the same family. And then it's also referred to as Father, our Father. And you know, and again, now you see this in the cell group this week as well. You know, how do you see that word Father? What does it mean to you? And some of us grew up with good fathers, some grew up with not so good fathers, and you know, sometimes things like this. And some of us are good fathers or not so good fathers, or whatever the case might be. We're all doing what we can do and our best, and what we think the Lord is leading us. I was thinking this week about Father's Day. I'm 57 years old, so I've had 57 Father's Days. Not as a father, obviously, but, you know, I was thinking, my father died when I was 7, almost 8 years old. The first 8 Father's Days, which I can't remember anyway, I had a father, but after that I never had a father. And sometimes we look to our fathers as examples, you know, did we learn from them or whatever the case might be. I never had a father to learn from. And, you know, going along, you make mistakes and you stumble and your family thinks you're crazy and all these different things. And I'm sure we all go through that. But, you know, because we never had fathers to relate to growing up and things like this, and we try our best. And so I started thinking, you know, I'm 57 years old. And, you know, if I live, my father would die when he's 65. So if I live so long as my father, I only got 7 or 8 Father's Days left. You know, that puts it in perspective. You know, if you live 20 years or so, you got 20 Father's Days left. You know, and I'm just saying this about myself, but we're all the same thing. You know, we're all, none of you are getting any younger, I can tell you that. You're all, you know, getting older. And so, we, you know, our days as fathers are limited, and we need to use what we do have, the time that we have remaining, to do what we can to, you know. And sometimes you say, well, my father or my family is grown up and gone and things like that, there's nothing I can do. We can always live an example before them and stand for what's right and stand for what's in God's word. And you know, and sometimes families, you know, don't understand each other and things like this. We understand that. That's all part of being a family. But, you know, when it comes to Jesus, he's our Father. And I was looking at a commentary of the week, and it says, our Father which art in heaven. And sometimes when we pray that, and I've always prayed it this way, but sometimes we need to think of it a little different way. He said, when we pray that, he said, our Father which art in heaven, we think, well, we're on earth and God is in heaven. You know, just two different places. And in one sense, it is that as well. But he's saying what he thinks Jesus meant by that is not so much God is out there somewhere beyond the North Star, somewhere wherever, you know, wherever heaven is at. It's not so much that God is way out there, but God is in a place of authority. He's ruling the universe. You know, when you speak of heaven, you think of the center of the universe where the ruling of the universe takes place is in heaven. So whatever we're going through on earth, if we call to our Father which is in heaven, we're calling to the Father who's got all the power that's ever needed to get us out of whatever situation we're in. So one commentator was saying, when we pray our Father which art in heaven, we should think of it in those terms, that is not necessarily two different places, heaven and earth, but he's talking about heaven, the seat of authority. And, you know, that created the universe and governs the universe from there. So we need to think of that. Over in the New Testament, there's a few verses. Jesus, as I said, I already said, he told us to pray our Father. But there's another verse there that Jesus referred to God as Abba, Father. And in Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, I think it is, Jesus, when he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and all the pressure and the stress and everything else of having to go to the cross was coming upon him, and he was taking the weight of the sin of the world and all these different things coming upon him. Remember, he said to his disciples, he said, stay here. He said, I'll go yonder a bit. He said, I'll pray. And he did that three times. Went ahead and he would pray, and he'd get down. The Bible says his sweat became like drops of blood. And as he began to pray, these things would happen. And he went back to his disciples, and they were gone to sleep. And then he would go back again and pray and come back, and they were gone asleep. And he asked them to just stay with him for 1 hour. And they kept falling asleep. And Jesus said, he said, Abba, Father. Now look up the word Abba, Father. And they say the word Abba, and I'll give you a bit of a history lesson on that word. But the word Abba comes, first of all, from the Chaldean language. And it started out just saying Ab. Remember Abraham. He's the father of many nations, you know. And the word A-B means the one that's got authority, the one that's got power, the one that's the source of everything. This, you know, when we call to our fathers, this, we look at it. Now, and so he's saying, when Jesus is crying out to God, he was saying, Abba, Father. And sometimes you'll see that in the scriptures that, you know, the Hebrews had a way of, if they want to stress something, they would use a word twice. Like Jesus would say, verily, verily, I say unto you, you know, or truly, truly. They would say, you know, say the word twice to stress the importance of that, you know, thing they're going to say. And so Jesus said here, Abba, Father. Now, when Mark puts it in his gospel and other places, Paul mentions it as well, they put down one Syriac, I guess you pronounce it, language, Abba, came from the Chaldee down to the Hebrew and you know, into the Greek and everything. But as I don't know how to pronounce the word. I think it's Syriac or something like that. The language or the background from that word is, and then the other one is in Greek, you know. So Abba Petra, that's what he's saying. Abba Petra. So both of them means roughly the same thing, Abba Father. But the word Abba goes beyond just father, who's the authority figure and things like this. It goes, the word Abba means a loving relationship with a father. In our day and age, like Margaret said, everybody called their father Papa. You know, my father, even though he's my father, I called him Pop. Everybody in the family called him Pop. You know, and so for me to look back and say, well, when Dad said this, I can't say that. I say when Pop said, you know, because to me that was my father. Pop. Now, my grandchildren call me Pop, you know. But the thing is, like, that word Abba is a word that we would use in an intimate relationship with a loving father. Like, when you say daddy in our language, you know, when something is going on, you and our father, mother's the same thing, but this is Father's Day, so we're just talking about fathers today. But mothers is the same thing. When you're out somewhere, maybe your children are out playing somewhere and things like this, and all of a sudden they cry out, Mom or Dad, you know, or Daddy or whatever they call you. There's something that registers inside. You know that's one of your offspring that's crying out to you, you know. And this is what it's like, you know, and because it's that relationship that's there. And even though we grow up and you know, we all get older, and our parents are, some of them, you know, my parents are dead and gone. Most my age, if you're my age, a lot of your parents are dead and gone, things like this. We grew up like that, but we still remember the love that our parents, you know, showed us. And sometimes, and I know there's some that probably never experienced a loving relationship with a parent or something like that, and I understand that, and God understands that too. But we need to understand that when we get a picture of God, we need to see Him as a loving Heavenly Father. Paul tells us in Hebrews, or let me get it straight, Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. He talks about the Holy Spirit is in our hearts, and we're crying out to God saying, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. We have that relationship with God because now the Holy Spirit lives within us. He tells the same thing over again in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, I think it is, saying the same thing, that the Holy Spirit is within us crying out, Abba, Father. The Spirit of Christ is within us. Christ is the one that cried out, Abba, Father, in the Garden of Gethsemane. His Spirit is within us, the Bible says, and that Spirit is crying out, Abba, Father. And as we, you know, we're going to finish up here. There's about 1 minute left, and we're going to finish up here now. But I just want us to understand, as we go into Father's Day, and sometimes I've mentioned this, almost every Father's Day I've mentioned this, you know, when it comes to Mother's Day, we praise the mothers up. But when it comes to Father's Day, we tear them down. You know, we tell them how bad job they're doing. No, I think it's time to reverse that too, and tell them, listen, you're doing a tremendous job, and you know, and listen, we all go through struggles, we all go through battles. Sometimes things are wonderful, feels good. Sometimes you go through struggles and you think, well, maybe I'm not such a good father after all, you know. But we need to understand that our pattern of a father is God Himself. And whether we've had a good father or a bad father, whether we are good fathers or bad fathers, let's keep looking at our pattern, which is God the Father. And when we keep our eyes upon Him, we can't go wrong.